Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Thank you for being with me again. Another beautiful day. I hope it is beautiful for many of you where you are. We have a lot going on, I know. People dealing with weather conditions and all. Fortunately for many parts of the country, we have, well, nice weather just kind of rolling in, which is always good. Don't we like nice weather? Does something for the spirit. You know, a lot of folks, just to give you an example of how important it is, they've been telling us for years and years and years that in places like Washington State, where they don't have a whole lot of days of sunlight compared to other parts of the country, depression rates tend to be higher than in many other states. Yeah, there's something about the weather, especially with that sun shining, bringing a beauty and a brightness that just helps to lift our spirits, open our spirits, make life so much more pleasant. Well, I hope that as we continue to connect with each other here on the program, we get a better idea. More and more, we just figure out how to connect with people who are like-minded, do what we can to just find the beauty in life, recognize that beauty, embrace that beauty, celebrate that beauty. It can be difficult at times. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on today when we have our open topic discussion. But let's start out right now with the affordable green homes. We were talking about that a bit previously. And I tell you what, I like the idea that people can find themselves enjoying the benefits of green homes, safer, healthier, and so much. I mean, the benefit that comes, that can last for generations. Just before we go there, though, I'm going to do this because I know if I don't do it while I'm thinking about it, I'll forget. I want to share with you a little bit of what we have coming up later this week. Tomorrow, you get an opportunity to hear me have another discussion, another conversation with Pastor Michael Gamble. He has been on with me a couple of times and has really just done an outstanding job of sharing some spiritual insights with us while inspiring us at the same time. Well, he's going to join me again tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and he will be discussing the developing of faith to overcome fear and doubt. Developing faith to overcome fear and doubt. Pastor Michael Gamble, our guest, yours and mine, tomorrow, Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Wednesday, we'll have our broadcast from Sunday, the 1 hour broadcast from Sunday, where we will focus on power again. It'll have to do with health matters because the focus will be healing. That's coming up this Wednesday. We'll be talking about healing again this coming Sunday. And I do want you to join me. I want to ask you now, be ready to approach with an open heart and open mind, ready to see what's really there in the passage, the scripture passage that we will explore this Sunday at 1 o'clock. For Spiritual Perspectives, Power will focus again on health matters as we explore healing. We will definitely have our Into the Future episode this Thursday. So I want to remind you to just go to speakingwith.com and focus. Look for the link that's labeled this week's guests and topics. And that'll let you know what we've planned for the week. Speakingwith.com. And if for whatever the reason you're not able to join us live on 1550 AM, The Voice, feel free to go to speakingwith.com and click on Listen Online at your convenience. Okay, so Green America is helping us really take a look at these affordable green homes. I think it's great when anyone is able to go green. And there's just so much to that. But I like the fact that the poor in particular don't necessarily have to be left out, that they too can be part of the healthy green home mix. Well, let me share with you some of the key features of green affordable housing. One of them is solar panels, which create on-site energy generation so that residents only pay a small percentage of their energy needs to a utility company. And remember what I shared with you before, because I imagine some of you saying, wait a minute now, hold it. It's going to cost money to get into a green home. How are the poor going to be able to afford that? How will people who are low-income individuals or low-income families going to be able to afford to get into a green home? Solar panels, they cost money. True, true, and true. But remember now, they're coming up with ways to get them in there. So, that said, solar panels. And have you seen any solar panels on the rooftops lately? And when I say lately, I mean some of the newer ones. You notice how they're becoming more and more attractive, more and more appealing? That can be a big selling point, because you want your home to look good while you're saving money. You don't feel like it has to be either or. Either my house looks good or I save money. No, they're helping us come up with ways to have the house looking good and save money. Speaking of solar panels and house looking good, have any of you heard of one of the developments that's underway now where some very, very brilliant people have come up with a way, either they've already developed it or then they're in the process of developing a way to actually make the driveways made of solar panels, our driveways to our homes, so that instead of driving on concrete, we will drive literally on solar panels. That would be, you know, as we head on over up to the end of the garage, at the end of the driveway to park the car, tires rolling over solar panels that will be there soaking in the sun's rays throughout the day, generating and storing energy. And if the driveway is the part that has the solar panels, does that mean that at some point they may not need to put any solar panels on the roof? Okay, so anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you, just food for thought. Okay, so solar panels. Other features of green, again, affordable housing include energy efficient appliances like refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers that are designed to use less energy and reduce bills. Now, that said, you know that when it comes to taking better care of our earth, it's not our earth, it's our Creator's earth, but taking care, better care of this earth on which we live, one of the things that we need to do is make sure that we're saving money, saving our water, conserving our water, the water that we have to use to drink, etc. What do you think about that? Conserving our water. Well, I said that in order to ask you this. I mentioned that dishwashers are one of the features of green affordable housing. Dishwashers. So here's my question as follow-up to pointing that out. Which saves more water? Cleaning our kitchen up, you know, take care of the dishes, the silverware, the cups, pots and pans, washing dishes by hand, or using the dishwasher. All the stuff that we use, cook, eat, etc. Do we save Water. Do we use less water? By washing by hand or by dishwasher? No cheating now. Just think about that. Give us some thought. Give us some thought. And I'm going to let you tell me what you come up with when I get back with you in just a few. Herb Alpert, and that's the name of the song, Rotation.